It's time for the Newsmax Daily from Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now, here's your host, Rob Carson.
Texas AG, Ken Paxton, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Rob, happy new year to you and your listeners. We're doing great.
Well, I hope you saw the movie Die Hard with your wife and admit it was a Christmas movie.
You know what? That's not her favorite.
Dude, no, come on.
It's hard to believe.
I know. Well, I'm very blessed. I have a woman who loves that movie as a Christmas movie, and she loves them. She loves Metallica, although she makes me watch HGTV a lot. But I'll forgive her for those things.
Yeah.
Well, you've been all over the news, bro, and I got a bunch of things I want to cover with you. This new federal judge granted a temporary injunction on Monday against Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate for Navy SEALs. This happened in the Northern District of Texas. This is a big deal, and I think a big deal is because the DOD never intended to allow any religious exemptions with regard to this vaccine. I'd like to know your thoughts on this, sir.
No, look, I'm very pleased by that. I think obviously the First Amendment's a pretty important part of our the way we function for well over 200 years. The founders deeply cared about it, and there's no reason that these Navy SEALs or anyone else should have their First Amendment rights violated.
But they did, and if you look at what has happened from the get-go with the Marines, with the Special Forces, they never intended, like Marine commanders, rejected all 3,080 religious exemption requests from the Marines so far this year. They never intended to allow a religious exemption. That is so paramount with regard to our country and the First Amendment, sir, that is
absolutely,
just, to me, stunning. It's stunning.
Yeah, well, and it's sort of, obviously, it's a mirage, right? They're offering up, there is a religious exemption, but no one qualifies for it, there you go. There is really no First Amendment exemption, and clearly there should be, and obviously these guys should be protected.
I've never seen anything like this. I'm in my mid-50s. I've never seen anything like this where a religious exemption was never considered. They could easily admit it, plausible deniability, but they never intended, no government agency has ever intended to say a religious exemption is possible. Absolutely obscene to me. I want to mention, there's some other stuff going on in Texas that I've been following, and I want to know your thoughts on them. In Houston, the largest city in Texas, they closed out 2021 with 473 murders, gigantic, and by the way, 156 people killed since 2018, and a lot of these people, these suspects, have been out on bond. This has happened around the country. I guess to me, it's hard to believe that a state like Texas could see what's happening in cities like Chicago and other cities where this bonding out, this allowing people to leave jail, and now we see 150 people killed by suspects out on bond in Houston. Why is this happening in Texas?
So many of our cities, like Houston and Austin and some of these, San Antonio, have very liberal city leaders. And so, and they've got elected officials, DAs, and other law enforcement people who are more liberal, and they view this as a good thing, letting these people out without bond. Just like in Austin, they defunded the police by about 34%. And obviously, crime goes up when you do that, and it makes no sense to me, if you really care about your people, why you would allow criminals out on the streets and why you wouldn't want to encourage law enforcement in your community as a sign of deterrence. And then also just, you're gonna pay the price if you commit a crime.
How is the wall building going on? I've heard they're doing redoing the wall. How's that going? What are the people of Texas feeling as far as maybe being able to stem this god-awful tide that has victimized so many people in Texas?
Well, it's very frustrating because not only do we have increased crime along the border, the cartels importing massive amounts of drugs, and obviously our border agents are busy doing logistics and sending people around the country with COVID because they don't have to be vaccinated or tested, and so we've got that problem. But you know, it is frustrating because it takes billions and billions of dollars to do this. We're funding that building, and we're also suing the federal government over doing their part. There's been money allocated for this, and the Biden administration is just, you know, burning it instead of using it to build the wall. So we're fighting on two fronts. We're fighting in court, trying to get the Biden administration to do what was appropriated by Congress, because that's what they're required to do by the Constitution. And then on the other hand, we're trying to fill in and do our best in Texas to not only fund law enforcement along the border, but also build that wall.
I also saw that you scored what you consider a win for the children of Texas with regard to a ruling against the vaccine and mandates for Head Start programs in the state of Texas. I saw you quoted in this article. Why don't you tell me what's going on?
Yeah, so that was a pretty big victory on the last day of 2021.
Yeah.
We had a federal district judge rule in our favor and basically give us an injunction for the state of Texas. Hopefully other states will get this, because there's a 20-state lawsuit, I think, filed by Louisiana and others. But we got a win for the state of Texas, so that people who take care of these kids can't be fired for not getting vaccinated. And two, these children can't be required to wear a mask when they're this young unless their parents want them wearing masks. This should be up to the parents. It should be up to the individual worker. If this had stayed in place, it would have been devastating to the Head Start program, because we would have lost too many workers. And we would have lost some of these children whose parents wouldn't want them to be forced to wear a mask at such a young age all day long.
Texas Attorney General Kim Paxton, I want to mention something here. I read an article about this essential trail of tears coming from Central America into the United States. And I literally heard of one of the headlines was that the buzzards have never been fed so well on the trek from Central America through America. And then I see at least 129 migrants dying in Brooks County, Texas, in 2021. An ungodly amount of people who are dying on this trail of tears. I realize that we have to stem this tide of illegality. But that the Biden administration could look past this ungodly genocide that is happening, people being invited here and suffering and dying because of it. How do you feel about this, sir?
Yeah, no, it's a terrible tragedy, and it's pretty much an untold story. I mean, you're one of the few people I've heard mention this. How many people actually die on their way up? And another story you don't hear about is all the border agents who have died because of the increase in COVID. I think the numbers are up 275% of border agents who have been infected, who shouldn't have been infected, because of the transmission of COVID and the fact that we're inviting people to come over during a pandemic. And so we've got not only the drug, the drug overdose is up, like 30% because of the border situation, but now we've got, border agents dying of COVID. We've got, these immigrants who are dying along the way. I mean, the numbers are staggering and sad, and yet the Biden administration is all for it. They're inviting it. They're actively pursuing this, knowing full well that the consequences of their policies are going to create higher death rates in all of these categories.
Now, I just recovered from freaking COVID. I went to New York. I got sick as hell, Ken. And I'm going to tell you, I got to imagine, if you look at the President of the United States, who's a tool, who just spent a week on vacation, he has said now it is a state's issue, and now we have the highest number of cases in the history of the pandemic. I got it. I got very sick. You got to go. What the hell? Where is this coming from? If you're not screening people coming from the southern border, then honestly, can we look at this president and say, I want accountability for making me sick and other people in this country?
It's so angering to me because he's putting people at risk. People are going to die, and it's going to be his fault for letting these people come across and spread COVID. At the same time, he's telling us that if you're an American worker, I want you 100% vaccinated or I will have you fired. And so here we have this double standard. And then when he brings these people into the country, he sends them all over the country to spread COVID. And then we wonder why we have a massive increase in COVID. We certainly know why. This is one of the reasons.
Well, all I know is that I was very sick, and I'm a little ticked off about it, to be quite honest. But I greatly appreciate your efforts as the AG in Texas. We get little victories. I think some great things are going to happen in 2022. I would assume you're optimistic about this coming year.
You know what? I am absolutely optimistic. I believe in the American people. I believe in our quest to continue a free country that is governed by a constitution that limits the power of government and not expanding the power of government beyond what they're supposed to do. Yeah. And we're going to fight that from Texas tooth and nail.
All right, brother. American Hartford Gold is a sponsor of this program. The government spending is out of control. Dark days ahead for the dollar. It's going to happen, guys. It's history repeating itself. Welcome back, Carter. So here's what you can do. The only company I would recommend is American Hartford Gold. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. They make it easy. They have the highest rating from the Better Business Bureau, an A-plus rating. If you call them right now, I'm going to give you the number, so grab a pen real quick, all right? Grab a pen real quick. You can get up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order, all right? So here's the number, 866-204-8226. 866-204-8226. If you don't have a pen with you or you know, you have no short-term memory like Joe Biden, just text Rob, R-O-B, 265532. Rob, 265532. Rob, 65532 for American Hartford Gold. Joe Biden now resides over the largest number of COVID diagnoses ever, 2 million this week, despite a whole lot of bloviating about shutting down the virus.
What happened to 2 months ago when you were talking declaratively about I am going to shut down the virus?
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'll shut down the virus, not the economy.
What I would say is I'm going
to
shut
down. Can we switch that? Is it too late to switch that, say that I'm not going to shut down the virus, but shut down the economy? Because that's what we've done.
On the virus, not the country.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus. I'm going to shut down the virus.
Once we shut down the virus, I'm going to shut down the virus.
I didn't say this virus. I said a virus.
Well, I'm going to shut down the virus. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States.
As he actually surpasses the number of deaths during the Trump administration. You know, 2 million cases doesn't sound very shutdown-y to me, I'm just saying. But that's okay because he's very optimistic for the coming year, 2020.
We have the medicines coming along that can save so many lives and dramatically reduce the impact that COVID has had on our country. There's a lot of reason to be hopeful in 2020. But for God's sake, please take advantage of what's available. Please. You're going to save lives, maybe yours, maybe your child.
Yeah, hindsight is 2020, but this year is 2022 there, buddy. I'm going to write that down. And your vaccinated kids also shouldn't play with those who are dirty and unvaxxed, according to the president.
And for parents with kids too young to be vaccinated, surround your kids with people who are vaccinated.
Literally, actually, tape them to your children. By the way, apparently the president of the United States was a little bit surprised by the price of beef blowing up. You know, that inflation thing and all.
But I was sitting in my kitchen yesterday, and there's a sunroom off the kitchen, and my wife was there with her sister and a good friend named Marianne, and she was saying, do you realize it's over $5? For a pound of hamburger meat?
Do we call it hamburger meat? Is that what we're calling it now? When I was a kid, it was hamburger. It was never hamburger meat helper.
$5? Well, this is partly, you know...
Coming from a man who hasn't been a grocery store in probably 60 years.
Pound of beef today costs $5 compared to less than $4 before the pandemic.
Yeah, also, by the way, the price of gas has gone up over 50%. Did that come up at the dinner table the other night, Joe? The president returned from a long vacation in Delaware where he was kind of oblivious to the press corps. This is a little... This is where he gets a little confused-y. Is anyone in there? While the president was in Delaware with his new dog playing on the beach with just his wife and he fully masked, Kind of weird. The rest of us saw the price of everything increasing, including CNBC.
Canvassed nearly 2,000 voters in late December, and nearly three quarters said the economy isn't good, and half said it will get worse. In an environment with little common ground between political parties, both Democrats and Republicans said rising inflation continues to hurt the recovery. 74% of Biden voters, 96% of Trump voters say the price of everyday goods is worse than a year ago.
And in a non-scientific survey, the American people say the economy is sucky.
When asked which expenses are rising that give them concern, respondents said groceries, gas, healthcare, and everything. And they don't see it getting better any.
Yeah, I noticed the other day when I was at Walmart, the price of everything was up $2 a pound. Everything has become actually too expensive for the Rob Carson household. Despite the fact the CDC and other agencies have said that cloth masks for kids or anyone that matter are worthless, NBC, of course, is doubling down and double masking on stupid.
They go all the way over your head. Not the most comfortable, but very, very snug. Not a lot of air is getting in between.
Yeah, which would mean that you'd be suffocating. You know, if air can't get in, you suffocate.
Sides of my cheeks or the tops of my cheeks.
Hey, Vic, the kids are back in the classroom, at least the overwhelming majority of them. What's the recommendation for our youngest learners?
Well, we think you should just duct tape their entire heads with a bike helmet on it. Just kidding.
Okay, so we talked to Dr. John Torres about this because I actually just sent my kids out the door this morning minutes ago.
God help your kids.
With two masks. He says obviously
they immediately passed out and fell down on the sidewalk.
See, the KN95 N95 are the most effective, but it can be really hard to find them in small kid sizes and also to keep them on your kids all day.
Well, what do you do then?
They're not the most comfortable. So the second best option is to make sure you have a kid-size surgical mask. And by the way, look at what a difference. The kid size mask.
And also a kid size space suit because I'm a little psychotic.
From the adult size. So you really want to make sure you have one that fits your child's face and you want to layer the cloth mask over that mask.
And you want to make sure that they're comfortable as they slowly suffocate, breathing in their waste air. Yeah. If you recall, for the last year, Joe Biden has said he'd shut down the coronavirus. Even someone from Politico said she's a little disappointed in the president.
But ultimately, I think that Joe Biden, he ran on the promise that he would professionalize this COVID response and that there would be enough tests, that there would be, that they would be readily available. So people would know every single day before they leave the house if they're carrying COVID or not.
There's one broken promise.
And that just hasn't happened yet. And in the press, you know, we use these promises as metrics. And he didn't just say it a few times on the
usually promises are actually used to get elected and then they're kept.
Campaign trail for the past.
Oh, wait, he's a Democrat.
Here, he said it over a dozen times that he would make sure that COVID tests were readily available and easy to obtain, you know, the
another promise, Brokey Brokerson.
Take home tests that you can buy at CVS or, you know, just lining up outside that there shouldn't be these insane lines.
Yeah, lots of broken promises. Dr. Arthur Kaplan of NYU's med school says we have to come together, both vaxxed and unvaxxed, to fight COVID. Then he completely eviscerates the unvaxxed.
Well, look, I want us to act as a community. I want us to act as a team. When you're fighting a war,
we have to come together.
War, you need all hands on deck. I don't want to reject those who still haven't done the right thing.
I don't want to reject the people who've not done the right thing.
Condemn them. I'll shame them. I'll blame them. But I don't want to exclude them. They've got to come around. We can't win this war. We're going to be talking about COVID this time next year.
So again, we've got to come together.
We don't get more people to do the right thing. So we can't write them off. We can penalize them more. We can say, you're going to pay more on your hospital bill. If you weren't vaccinated.
Can we shoot them? No. Just that's a fleeting thought.
Vaccinated. You can't get life insurance or disability insurance at affordable rates.
Come together, people.
If you aren't vaccinated, those companies should not treat us as equals in terms of what the financial burdens are that disease.
Hey, you ready for some hot sake? White House spokesperson Jen Psaki says despite over 2 million people diagnosed with COVID this week, an all-time record for the planet, by the way, the White House has not lost control of the pandemic. No, sir.
Okay, so let's be straight here for a second. Cases are rising across the country. Tests are hard to come by in many places, or there's long lines for them. Schools are closing again or having to go virtual. And that's not just because of the weather in some parts of the country, but because of the pandemic.
Yeah, okay.
there is a sense among many that the country has lost control of the virus.
Yeah.
Would the White House agree with that?
We would not.
Well, that's good enough for us. This week, the anniversary of the January 6th Capitol Hill protest passed with many political prisoners still in solitary confinement in D.C. Newsmax featured an interview with one who is named Jake Lang. And when he said too much, D.C.'s Bastille decided that they'd cut him off.
So, Jake, no doubt you're going to probably face some repercussions for even doing this interview with us today. Are you a little worried about that?
Fear does not live in the hearts of patriots, and, you know, it's time for the American people to band together and to stand behind the Constitution and to really support the January Sixers, because we were the front line.
This call is being terminated by the facility.
Yeah, I would call that retaliation for speaking out on Newsmax about the Bastille in Washington, D.C. Unbelievable. To show how insane the COVIDiots have gotten, here's a guy trying to order McDonald's from a kiosk and being refused from the kiosk because he doesn't have a vaccine passport.
All righty. We are at McDonald's in the big fashion mall. And here's what happens. When you want to place your order on this screen over here.
Maybe you need to order a McVaccine.
Here. The way it works is like this. You click English. And now it says, in order to proceed with the order, you must confirm that you have a valid green certificate.
That's a green pass, ladies and gentlemen.
It's of your own. So let's say you don't have one. You click don't have. Look at that. It blanks out the screen. So basically, if you don't have a green pass.
Can I get some sauce with those crazy McNuggets? So the new mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, decided to start as a first order of business by insulting all low-skilled workers.
If my businesses are sharing with their employees, you are part of the ecosystem of this city.
By the way, I can't imagine he's too bright because he's wearing a cloth mask, which people have pretty much said are worthless.
My low-skilled workers, my cooks, my dishwashers, my messengers, my shoeshine people, those who work in Dunkin' Donuts, they cannot...
How could I possibly make it worse for them?
They don't have the academic skills to sit in a corner office.
Oh, okay, I see.
They need this. We are in this together.
Let's hear that again.
They cannot... They don't have the academic skills to sit in a corner office. They need this. We are in this together.
You know, I'm not sure he has the academic skills to be the mayor, but we're kind of stuck with him, aren't we? Yeah, yeah. For no other reason than there's a cat that looks like Freddie Mercury. Here's a cat that looks like Freddie Mercury. Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil for a sight for me, for me, for me. And cue the chew toy. Hey, kids, Christmas is over, but a huge doll in Spain is teaching little girls to be paranoid COVID freak show Karen moms. Good to know.
Nuco, estás malito.
Termómetro con luz y esto es un test.
Cara rojita, cara...
Oh, no, our baby is going to kill everyone in the family.
Tirita, mascarilla.
Y una vacuna.
Vacunado. Tu carnet y después otro.
Oh, that's a vaccine passport. That means baby can go into a restaurant.
Verde, curadito.
Nenuco, estás mal.
Hey, baby's cool. Baby can go to school. The metaverse is coming, and well, it's a little freaky, actually. Let's give you an example of what it will do to your next trip to Walmart, for instance. This is real.
Great. Looks like you need a good wine pairing. Take a look to your right.
There's the floating half of a Walmart employee there. Nothing to freak out about. Wait a minute. Wine comes in bottles? My wife and I thought it only came in boxes.
Your age has already been pre-verified through your profile, so no need to wait for an ID check.
I can't wait to see what the Walmart customers look like in the metaverse.
Just place the item in your cart whenever you're ready.
Wow. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if virtual reality is worse in Walmart than actually the reality. And I do shop at Walmart, by the way. No insult against Walmart. In a world of floating and ever-changing statistics with regard to COVID, Jen Psaki is certain that a vaccine that won't keep you from getting COVID will definitely keep you out of the hospital. Definitely. Yes.
The president yesterday said this continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Isn't it also fair to say that it's still also a pandemic of vaccinated?
Yeah, because a lot of people who are vaccinated and everything, yeah, they get it anyway.
And the breakthrough cases that we've been seeing.
Well, Jackie, we also know that you're 17 times more likely to die of COVID.
Yeah, well, that's the statistic that we have this week. So you can definitely depend on it. And next week, it'll be a billion, trillion times more likely to die without the vaccine.
You're not vaccinated and 20 times more likely to be hospitalized. So I think in terms of the impact, the dire impact.
Forget everything that we've been wrong about. This time, we are right.
Act on people across the country. We should be very clear about the impact.
Are we going to be clear about it this week? That'd be fantastic for a change.
Act of not getting vaccinated. And the people who will be hurt, be hospitalized, and face the threat of death.
And death. And death. The unvaccinated. However, apparently she has no stats on natural immunity, which I have because I actually survived the Rona. Yeah, I actually went to the most secure city, the most vaccinated city in America, the most vaccine passported city in America, and I came back with coronavirus. Isn't that weird? Isn't that just weird? It's weird. It's weird. After years of leftist policies that have driven Chicago into the pits of criminal hell, Mayor Lightfoot has decided Chicago teachers walking out on students is just too much.
Enough is enough.
Say it with me. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
We are standing firm, and we are going to fight to get our kids back in in-person learning.
Because we want them in school so they don't get shot.
Period. Full stop.
Which I don't believe is proper grammar, actually. Senator Ted Cruz has apparently decided to side with hysterical Democrats, saying January 6th was worse than 9/11, calling all the protesters there terrorists.
Solemn anniversary this week, and it is an anniversary of a violent terrorist attack on the Capitol.
Did you put on your special booty-kissing chapstick this week?
Where we saw the men and women of law enforcement demonstrate incredible courage.
And kill Ashley Babbitt.
Incredible bravery.
Which apparently took a lot of bravery.
Risk their lives to defend the men and women who serve in this Capitol. We are grateful for that courage.
Yeah, what about the 500 protests that caused $2 to $3 billion worth of damage in the summer of 2020 in cities around America? Are those police, or were they heroes as well?
Appreciate the selfless sacrifice of the men and women who keep us safe.
A2, Ted? A2. After Democrat Eric Swalwell's doom and gloom prediction of the end of democracy if Republicans win both houses in 2022, Senator Josh Hawley shared the optimistic future the Democrats have to offer.
It is the politics of fear that the Democrat Party has been pushing on this country for a whole year now. It's the only thing they have to offer the country is fear. And what they're trying to do with it is to consolidate their power. This is the party that has weaponized the FBI against parents. This is the party that calls demonstrators insurrectionists. This is the party that wants to control this country and wants to make sure that they remain in control. And the only thing they have is this politics of fear. And it started really last...
They're actually praying for the return of Godzilla.
January 6th, and they have used that event to try and consolidate their power and push this fear politics. And that's what you see this guy doing and all the rest. And this is going to be the year, Tucker, I think, where Americans reject fear.
I certainly hope so. So promising, the Democrat Party. So what have we learned this week? Well, January 6th was not the worst insurrection in U.S. history. It just quite simply wasn't. An interesting thing that I like to say on the show is that if the mainstream media, if big social media and the Democrat Party all say something that is disinformation or misinformation, it means you know the truth. Disinformatia is a term that Joseph Stalin termed in 1923, actually. It was 1923. And it was basically to say that anything that the government says is right, and anything that disagrees with it is disinformation. One of my mantras is dissent is not disinformation. Also, another thing we've learned this week, pretty much everything the Biden administration has done to prevent COVID has gone wrong, because we've had over 2 million cases this week. The worst since the beginning of the pandemic, and the worst in the free world, by the way, and even the unfree world. Yeah, not doing a good job. Also, COVID shaming. There's a lot of that going on. Now, I was not able to take the COVID vaccine for health reasons, so I had to weigh the benefit of taking the vaccine and threatening my life and getting the virus and the possibility of getting very sick. And I did get sick. and I survived, and I'm glad I did it. If you have chosen not to get the vaccine for medical reasons or religious reasons, that is your business. I am not anti-vaccine. But I will tell you, if anyone blames you for getting the COVID virus, whether vaccinated or unvaccinated, you have to realize that the only people to blame for you getting sick are the Chinese Communist Party and its members. That's it. Period. Full stop. In the words of Laurie Foote. That's going to do it for the show this week, guys. I greatly appreciate you joining me. God bless our police, our first responders. God bless our military, serving and veterans, living and deceased. And of course, you. And of course, you. And by the way, even if you wear a mask, don't catch the stupid, okay?
Thanks for listening to the Newsmax Daily with Rob Carson. Check your cable guide or NewsmaxTV.com. Or watch free on YouTube, Roku, Apple, Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and your smart TV. Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Check NewsmaxTV.com for details.